You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. There's a big shortage of EMTs and paramedics across the state and country, and recruiting medics is especially difficult in northern Michigan. Experts say it's weakening the emergency medical system. Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner reports.
If you call for an ambulance in northern Michigan, chances are it will show up in just a few minutes. Of course, depending on how remote you are. But lately, behind the scenes, sending out ambulances has become a bit of a balancing act. If there's multiple emergencies at once, things get tense. Kent Adams is a paramedic in Benzie County.
Call 911. Everyone expects an ambulance is going to come. Well, they don't realize that, you know, we're in crisis right now.
The issue is there are simply not enough EMTs and paramedics entering the profession. The statewide association estimates there's more than 500 open EMT and paramedic positions in the state. Adams has been a paramedic for almost 30 years. It's been hard to find staff for a while, but he's never seen it so bad. Take, for example, Manistee County.
So we had 13 full-time paramedics that were there, plus our part-time staff, as well as our EMTs. Manistee, the last time I just talked to a medic a couple days ago who's working there, they have 4.
What that means is when an ambulance goes out, there's only one paramedic in it. 2 used to be common. That's allowed them to keep their response times respectable. According to Manistee 911, the average time it took for an ambulance to show up in March this year was about 9.5 minutes. 10 years ago, it was 7 minutes. Still, Mobile Medical Response's Jason McDonald says when your staff's so thinly, it's a problem.
You know, at some point, if we can't find the people or the people simply don't exist, coverage could be impacted. There's no question.
The industry agrees the number one thing hurting recruitment is pay. EMS makes money by billing insurance companies for hospital runs. But Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement rates haven't really increased in 20 years, and equipment costs have skyrocketed. That trickles down to salaries. According to Michigan Works, the average rate for both EMTs and paramedics in northern Michigan is about $15.50 an hour.
EMTs who've been doing this for 10 plus years were maxed out making less money than what, you know, McDonald's and Burger King were advertising their willingness to hire people for.
To young people interested in the medical field, Adams is frank. He says, go to nursing school instead. It's roughly the same time in school, but almost double the starting salary. Across the system, Madden says it's become even harder to compete with hospitals. A recent incentive in the Affordable Care Act should make things worse. It offers federal money for paramedics to work in emergency departments, says Angela Madden, the executive director of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services.
When you think about working in an emergency department versus working, you know, along the highway, in a truck, in an ambulance, I mean, the working conditions are dramatically different. The hospitals, thanks to that incentive from the ACA, can pay more. They have more regular hours.
Paramedics are burnt out. Because the pay is so low, it's common for people either to have another full-time job or take extra shifts at work. For most of his career, Adams has worked 96-hour weeks for EMS. He says it used to be a competitive field where you had to build a reputation to get a job with the crew you wanted.
And it's kind of gotten to a point because of the shortage. It's like, do you have a license and a pulse? Welcome aboard.
Another major issue is that northern Michigan is an EMS training desert. Right now, Munson Healthcare is the only place in northwest lower Michigan that offers courses. Adam says last year they just had a paramedic certification, which educated already working EMTs.
You know, it was a net gain, nothing.
Angela Madden says in EMS, people typically want to work where they live.
You know, in more rural communities, you really have to recruit from within your community.
But to get started right now, you'd likely have to drive 2 or more hours for a class. Adams isn't hopeful that a fix for the structural problems will come anytime soon.
The only thing that they're going to do to improve this is they're going to pull medics out of Benzie County or Kalkaska or somebody else. All we're going to do is we're just going to shuffle the pieces on the board. We're not going to change anything.
Madden says right now her organization is lobbying the state hard for funding. They want an additional $10 million in the state budget for salaries and much-needed equipment, with an additional $5 million this year to jumpstart training programs. She says she's optimistic that legislators will hear their pleas.
They say nice things to us when we're in our meetings, right?
EMS workers aren't holding their breath. They say they're less visible to the public than firefighters and police officers, so they'll continue to be overlooked. That's until ambulances stop showing up. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.